best. So I remember my son, he was like, I want you to tell us stories with enthusiasm. I said, son, when I am not telling crime stories, I can say it with so much enthusiasm as you want me to talk. But when I'm telling crime stories, I don't see me being that ecstatic or happy about telling things. So when I'm over here saying it and he's like, it just sounds so sad when you say it, it's because it's a sad story. It's not something for me to be like, oh my God, yes, no, it's a sad story. And I'm But what I did, according to psychologists, there are 10 classic signs of someone being emotionally immature as an adult. So, being emotionally in maturity is not a given thing. It's not something that magically appears once it hits a certain age. It's a skill that needs to be developed, nurtured, and honed over time. So, psychology gives us a pretty clear roadmap when it comes to identifying and when to identify it if you're dealing with an emotionally immature adult. One, difficulty controlling emotions. So that involves being able to manage and regulate your emotions. For someone that's emotionally immature, this can be a challenge, because these people are most ruled by their emotions. They react impulsively, letting their feelings dictate their actions without a moment pause for thought. The world-renowned expert emotional intelligence Travis Bradbury once said, emotional self-control is the result of hard work, not an inherited skill. And for emotionally immature adults, that hard work seems to have been bypassed. The ability to control their emotions can lead to outbursts of anger, jealousy, uncontrollable crying. It's like they're on an emotional roller coaster with highs and lows that are unpredictable and extreme. So if someone is struggling to keep that emotion in check, it could be a sign of emotional immaturity. And remember, it's not just about negative emotion. Excessive excitement or joy can also be indicators. Two, struggling with empathy. I can say I know a lot of people who actually struggle with empathy. I remember once, my man struggled with empathy. He has no empathy for anything you tell him or anyone. It's more of talking about himself, so it's more of a narcissism thing. We have a mutual friend in common, and they are husband and wife, and just came out, said at the most vulnerable time of their life, came out, said one of the most stupidest, unempathetic things you can ever heard someone say out of their mouth. Instead of understanding, seeing, how, you can help them, no. So that's a sign of emotional immaturity. Because, empathy requires a step outside of our own experience. We need to imagine what someone is going through. We need to feel like if this was us, how would we feel? And most people struggle with empathy. Marshall B. Rosenberg said, empathy is a respect for understanding what others are experiencing. But for someone who is emotionally immature, their respectful understanding can be hard to come by. If you have people who always turn a conversation about themselves, seem so unable to grasp as the feelings of others, our next one is the fear of commitment. Commitment can be terrifying, especially for those who's not emotionally immature. You know, whether it's a romantic relationship, career choice, deciding what they're going to eat for the night, the thought of sticking to one choice can send them into a tailspin. Then you ask why. Because commitment means taking responsibility. It involves making a choice, accepting the consequences of that choice. And that someone that's emotionally immature would never be able to do any of that. Legendary psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud said, most people do not really want freedom because freedom involves responsibility. Most people are frightened of responsibility. They'd rather keep their opinions open than make a decision, even if it leaves others hanging. Avoidance of difficult conversation. I am truly a firm believer of communication. Of how I feel, I will like for you to know, I will like for you to acknowledge it. I will listen to how you feel. I will acknowledge how you feel. But in a lot of cases, if you're dealing with emotionally immature adults, that goes, they're going to avoid the conversation. They're going to avoid tough conversation. You know, they would rather just ignore or bury their heads in the sand and face up to the situation. New York Times best-selling author Cheryl Richardson once said, if avoid conflict to keep the peace, you start a war inside yourself. And that's exactly what's happening when most individuals regard those difficult dialogues. Because it's not just avoiding confrontation, it's about the reluctance to express the emotions and be honest. Some of you want to take a break from my comments.
Discover what everyone feels. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credits. Limitation.
So we're back. The next one is over-reliance on others. Now, y'all know independence is often seen as a sign of maturity. Too much dependence on others can also be an indicator of emotional immaturity. That's about needing help or support from time to time. That's perfectly normal. You all need help time to time. It's about leaning on others to extend where they can't make decisions or solve problems on their own. Famous psychologist Albert Bandura said it's best when he said that in order to.
So I'm also going to tell y'all signs that emotionally immature people would say. Give me a minute.
Here are some phrases that they're going to say. One is, it's not my fault. Their inability to accept responsibility results in them attempting to blame others. It's advisable for mature individuals in these interactions to be able to set boundaries for these individuals so they realize they must accept responsibility for their failures. The next phrase is, you always bringing up old stuff. That's just a deflect from the fact that the issue has never been properly addressed by emotionally immature people. It's a tactic to make the other party feel like, you know, they just nagging them. They made me, told me to do it. To me, that's a childish phrase. No one can make you or tell you to do anything. You have to accept responsibility. And once you accept that, then you're not, someone can't enable you any further. If you don't blink, I'm going to blink. Dr. Green said emotionally immature people may threaten people verbally, which can unfortunately lead to physical violence. This can happen because they do not know other ways to express themselves or because they do not have the effective communication skill. This can put others on guard so that others are willing to placate them. The next one, I'm perfectly fine, you have the issue. Gaslighting, we all know that's gaslighting. Well, we've got to go no further than that. I did what I needed to, now it's your turn. So this is called pulling away, and it's calling this quit when the rest of the team is not ready. So you need to attempt to secure their win and also be to proactively blame others before events even concluded. Instead of pulling the individual aside and having an assertive conversation about teamwork and collective responsibility, even if things don't work out. Then the next one is, I just won't talk to you. The person won't say a thing to you. It's like you don't even exist. The next one, I just won't pay attention to you. Dr. Green said that emotionally immature individuals might withhold attention until they get what they want. This is likely because they see it as their right to control others, stemming from not having developed a sense of mature respect for others. This can cause others to feel insecure and uncomfortable or to develop a tendency to cave to the pressure, especially if it feels important to avoid conflict. The next one is blank fault. Aggressively blaming others for the negative situation that they experience and not seeing their part in how they affect it or participate in it, or instead of fixing it. Well, then I'm going to hurt myself. Oh my God. I'm at the point where I have heard this before, and I know people have come to me and said, you know, I heard this too, and a lot of people have told me this. I'm at the point, if someone says to me as of right now, well, I'm going to hurt myself just to try to make me feel bad for them, I'm at the point of saying, go right ahead. And the reason why I'm at that point is because I would have no feelings about whatever happens. Because if you can take it to that extreme, knowing how someone actually feel about you, or you could take it to that extreme to make someone later on, let's say, God forbid, you actually did go ahead and commit whatever suicide or threat you was making, and you wanted that person to feel guilty, I feel that that person should have no guilt. Because you didn't drive this person to do anything. This person wanted to do it just so you can feel that guilt for the rest of your life. So I said, go right ahead. And then tell them why you had to get therapy. Because, you know, if you're going to harm yourself, you need therapy. Call your therapist. Call the suicide hotline. Call any support group that you can get. Crying and yelling. Oh, I hate this one. That crying and yelling is so fake to me. And I don't care if it's coming from women, if it's coming from men, children. Not little children, but children who know better. That crying and yelling just, it's not gonna, no. You're gonna have to stop that. So emotionally immature people might cry or yell in response to their frustration. You know, and that's likely due because they had the experience of often not feeling heard and because they do not know how to listen to others. Y'all, if y'all find someone in a physically violent situation with their partner, call a national domestic hotline at 800-799-7233. So, yes, thank y'all for listening to us on your podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Please share. Call me here at sp766752@gmail.com. Follow me at http://podcasts.com/wordpress.com. Follow me at son.ia9795 Instagram, so Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Got an album on Apple, Spotify, TJVUCLAIN, Black Girl, and Orange, Kings, Flex, SoundCloud, Female Reform, Have Adventure Store in New York. Listen to Mr. Carr Affirmations, and y'all have a blessed night.